Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking at something pretty fundamental in our modern world, PVC, polyvinyl chloride. Specifically, we're diving into why there's this growing move towards halogen-free alternatives, especially in things like electrical insulation, cable sheathing, that kind of stuff. Our mission really is to understand why we're shifting away from halogenated PVC, even though it's actually quite useful for making things fire-resistant.
Yeah, it's an interesting intersection, isn't it? Material science
Yeah.
and, well, safety. PVC itself is super versatile, and adding halogens, things like chlorine or bromine, it makes it much better at resisting flames. But as we'll get into, that flame retardancy comes with a hidden cost if a fire does break out.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. What exactly are halogens, and why use them in PVC for fire safety in the first place?
Right. So halogens are just a group of elements on the periodic table. You've got fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine. When you mix them into PVC, they basically interfere with how things burn. They make the material harder to ignite, and they slow down the fire if it starts. Think of it like throwing chemical sand on the fire right there inside the plastic.
Huh. So they're like built-in firefighters. Got it. But here's the crunch then. What happens when this halogenated PVC does catch fire and burn?
This is the really critical point. When it burns, it lets off some seriously toxic gases. And we're not talking about just, ordinary smoke here. One of the main things released is hydrochloric acid, HCl, which is highly corrosive and really irritating to breathe.
Hydrochloric acid just floating in the air. That sounds incredibly dangerous.
It absolutely is. And unfortunately, that's not all. The burning process can also create dioxins and, well, other nasty toxic compounds. Breathing these in can cause immediate severe respiratory problems and long-term exposure linked to some really serious health issues. In a fire, inhaling these fumes can definitely be fatal.
Wow, that paints a pretty stark picture. And the dangers go beyond just the immediate health threat to people caught in the fire, don't they?
Oh, definitely. Think about rescue operations. That thick, toxic smoke, it cuts visibility way down for firefighters. Plus, it's obviously a direct health hazard for them, too. And then there's the equipment damage. Those corrosive gases, like the HCl we mentioned, they can just wreck sensitive electronics, computers, machinery, causes huge property loss.
So it's like a domino effect of bad outcomes. Okay, now, in our research, we saw a company mentioned Unipro. How do they fit into this shift towards halogen-free?
Unipro is a really good example, actually. They're one of the companies really pushing forward with safer alternatives. They've made a commitment basically to only use PVC-free and halogen-free plastics across their whole range, connectors, adapters, even their three-phase DALI lighting tracks. It's partly driven by innovation too, New polymers are being developed that give good fire resistance without needing those halogens, and regulations are catching up too.
Right. But the big question for anyone using these things, do these halogen-free products still meet the necessary safety standards? That's crucial.
Yes, absolutely. They often use different types of flame retardants, ones that don't contain halogens, but still allow the products to pass all the stringent safety tests. Now, maybe for some super specialized niche applications, halogenated PVC might still have a specific performance edge, but for most everyday uses, for things like building wiring, general construction, lighting, these alternatives are more than good enough and much, much safer if there's a fire.
Okay, so it's not really a trade-off on safety performance. It's actually an increase in overall safety when you factor in what happens during a fire. It sounds like choosing these PVC and halogen-free materials is really about making our homes and workplaces safer environments.
Precisely. That's the core benefit. You drastically reduce the amount of toxic stuff released if things go wrong. And that means better protection for people, obviously, and less collateral damage to property and equipment.
Makes total sense. So, for anyone specifying materials, maybe architects, engineers, electricians, halogen-free really seems like the smarter and safer way to go for modern systems.
It's definitely the responsible choice, yeah. It tackles that immediate fire hazard, but also lines up with, broader environmental thinking by avoiding those harmful byproducts altogether.
Okay, wrapping this up then. The key takeaway seems pretty clear. This whole shift away from halogenated PVC, it's being driven by the really serious dangers of toxic gases in fires. Moving to halogen-free alternatives is just a vital step for better safety and, frankly, environmental responsibility.
Exactly. And it really shows how material science keeps moving forward, finding ways to give us performance and prioritize safety. It's not always an either.
Well said. Okay, so here's a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. PVC is everywhere, right? In buildings, electronics, cars, toys. Given what we've just discussed, what other materials that we use every day might have some kind of hidden risk? Maybe when exposed to extreme conditions like fire that we should probably be more aware of. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.